the car service is Sammy.
Hi, is Richard in?
Hold on, please.
Yellow?
Hi, Richard. This is Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Doing fine. You?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. I know you're probably busy over there, so I'll try not to take up too much time. But I just wanted to follow up with you. We had sent out a finance offer in the mail about two and a half weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
It was based on some prior financing the business did with, looks like Wells Fargo, maybe back in 2011. Yeah. That ring a bell?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Based on your lending history with them, we have you pre-approved here with us for some equipment financing and working capital. It looks to be about $250,000. So I just wanted to touch base with you, you know, see if you guys had any needs coming up right now and just seeing how business is doing.
Don't know of anything right at this moment.
Okay.
Could I take your name and number and then, you know, if I get, you know, a need, I can call you?
Yeah, definitely. Do you have a typical time you guys usually bring stuff on, or is it just kind of as needed?
Yeah, it's kind of as needed type thing.
Oh, okay, okay. What kind of stuff do you guys normally finance?
Well, some equipment, you know, big equipment if we need something big. You know, tow trucks. Just, you know, odd and end stuff, different stuff.
Oh, okay.
And we are in the process of getting the engineers drawing up plans to add on to the building here. I'm going to add four more bays to it.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna
so
need
expanding.
Equipment for that and all, so I can keep you in mind.
Yeah, definitely. Do you guys have a bank you usually go through, or is it just shop around a little?
Usually shop around, try to get, you know, get the best deal I can, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, we have a match rebate policy here, so, you know, when you're shopping around, if you send us your any, you know, approvals you get from anyone else, we can usually probably beat them.
Okay.
Do you have an email I can send you the information at, or?
Yes. Send it to, probably best send it straight to my personal, which would be R. Garrett, and that is G-A-R-R-E-T-T,
mm-hmm.
at ButnerCarService.com.
ButnerCarService.com.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll go ahead and send you over an email, and it'll have, you know, just our information and everything.
Okay.
When's a good time to follow up with you about, I know you said you guys are planning to add on some stuff, so.
Yeah, and like I say, the engineer's trying to, you know, go through the city here to do what, you know, what is feasible for them, and because they limit you so much, and as to what you can and can't do on your property. So, as a matter of fact, I even had a piece of property, you know, it was actually four lots that was right across from the county, the city building and everything, and it's a park there. And we was planning on building a strip mall there.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to them with this, and an engineer just regular charge. I mean, we spent like $55,000 on the engineering fees to try to appease them with whatever we could, and then find out there wasn't nothing we could do. They wanted to buy the property.
Oh, wow.
So, and that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the same crowd, and we're trying to, you know, build onto this. And they don't want no bay doors showing on the main road. They want everything done in the back of the building. They want the front of it to look, they want a stucco front building, and they want it to look like a storefront. You know, I mean, we're a garage, you know.
So, wow, they're picky, huh?
Oh, yes, and we're trying to negotiate and get everything, you know, together. You know, but if it's going to cost me, you know, $100,000 more just to do what they want to do, when they've got to cut my taxes for a few years.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
see, that's what I'm trying to do. Work out some way we can negotiate and come together. Otherwise, I can just close this shop down. I got three other garages. I can run, you know, through one of them.
Oh, okay. Are those in the same city, or are they just like...
No, I've got them in different cities, so.
Some that are a little bit more reasonable, I'm assuming.
Yeah. The one down in Youngsville, right out of Wake Forest, they're a whole lot easier to deal with. I mean, you can set you can buy one of these metal car garage-like things,
mm-hmm.
and just set it right down on your lot and start working right out of that. Because that's in Franklin County, you know.
Yeah.
They're very lenient, you know. Same thing, I got a shop in Johnston County down in Smithfield. They're the same exact way. You can do whatever you want to do. It don't make no difference. Just call them and tell them, I'm going to do this, and they're fine. They might tell you, well, plant a shrub in front of it. That's fine. You know?
Yeah.
And here in Button, they're trying to make it out. They're trying to get their laws and things through Cary, North Carolina. I don't know if you're familiar with what I'm talking about, because I don't know where you're at, so.
I'm in San Diego.
Okay. Well, Cary, North Carolina is like just, 500,000 plus homes. I mean, that's the value of them.
Mm-hmm.
$3 and $4 million homes in this area. And it's like, you know, Hollywood kind of. And these people think that, you know, this is little Hollywood, so to speak, and you know, all the rich people live there and all this kind of mess, and they don't want this, they don't want that, you know, no, that house is too old, it needs to be torn down, and they are very strict on stuff like that. Well, that's the way Butner's getting.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. So the building that I'm in now, it actually is one of the oldest buildings in Butner, which Butner used to be a military camp back in 1940s, in the early 40s.
Oh, wow.
They closed it down in 1942, and that's when, you know, people started living here and all. But we still have a range and all that, you know.
Yeah. Are they trying to build, like, new houses and stuff over there as well, or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's grown up a lot, a lot. I mean, it is tremendous what it's grown to over the years, so.
Oh, okay, so they're just being really picky on how everything looks.
That's exactly right.
All right.
So
all
that's
right.
What I'm having to go through. So, you know, so I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to put it all together.
How long have you been trying to get everything started over there?
Well, we have been here for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess back in first part of this year, the last part of last year, was when I first talked to the engineer about, you know, this is what I want to do. Tell me what's the most feasible way to do this, and let's see what we got to do to get it done. And he has been battling with these people.
It sounds like it. Just going back and forth, huh?
Yeah, he says when I want to get depressed, I go talk to him. But it is, it's aggravating. I know. And you know, it is what it is. So.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so I'll go ahead and send you over an email with my information.
Okay.
And, you know, whenever something comes up, or, you know, hopefully soon you can get some approvals from the,
from
the
right.
county there.
That's right.
When is a good time to follow up with you about things?
Probably about a month. Give me about a month and see, you know, and then if I don't know nothing then, we'll stretch it out a little further.
All right, sounds good. So I'll go ahead and give you a call in about a month and see how everything's moving along over there.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, sounds good. Have a good day, Richard.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.